It appears unlikely there will be any local all-candidates debates prior to the provincial election. The Canadian Federation of University Women Georgetown planned to host a debate February 12 at the John Elliott Theatre, but say they've cancelled the event after PC Party candidate Joseph Rochinski declined the group's invitation. "We're very disappointed," said CFUW Georgetown President Margaret Teasdale. "This is a service we've offered to the community for more than 50 years, but it didn't feel right to hold a debate when one of the main parties isn't there. All the parties should be there." The Halton Hills Chamber of Commerce is also shifting gears after President and CEO Melanie Fraser confirmed that Rochinski declined its invitation to participate in an all-candidates debate. Instead of a debate, the chamber will be holding a meet-and-greet, where each of the candidates in attendance will have an opportunity to address the crowd. The event is scheduled for February 19 at the club at North Halton. Fraser said candidates Alex Hilson, Liberal, Simone Kent, NDP, and Bronwyn Wilton, Green, have confirmed their attendance, while the chamber had been unable to reach Stephen Keatras, New Blue. At publication time, Rochinski had not responded to requests from Halton Hills today for comment regarding his decision on the debates. A PC campaign worker in another riding told the Trillium that it's against party policy for their candidates to participate in local debates. Though Teasdale said PC party candidates did not attend CFUW debates in Hamilton and St. Catharines before the previous election, and PC party contenders have declined invitations from other CFUW chapters this time around, she said it has never been an issue in Halton Hills. "Michael Chong and Ted Arnott always came to the debates," she said. "It's never happened here." At a campaign stop in Pickering, a Trillium reporter attempted to ask Ontario PC leader Doug Ford if it was party policy for PC candidates to not participate in debates, but Ford cut off questions. Reporters were told he will only be taking 6 questions at each stop. With files from the Trillium.